The Gemara says on the top of Daf Tes Bamid Aleph that the Chayyim should be mutter to sell him hematur goy, and there's no problem with him doing Malach on Shabbos because came in the Zabna Kane. Once he sold it to him, now the goy owns it, and he's allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. There's no iser for the sale if the goy does Malach on Shabbos. And Rashi says in the Bar Masla came in the Zabna Kane, Reinu Shal Yisrael, doesn't belong to the Yisrael, there's no Lif Neira anymore because the guy is not Mitzvah al Shvisa. And then Rashi bavarns that if this is all true, then why can't you tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos? So he's like, actually, that's different. Masha also liyisel loyim alav gachavim aseli kach zel mishum imsech of tzechav adaber dober diber also. So he's like, actually, it's not a problem of the guy doing malacha on Shabbos because lif neighbor, because the guy is allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, but it's our iser because of the iser of adaber dober. So it's mavur from Rashi that the reason why he can't do a malacha on Shabbos is because of the pasuk of adaber dober. This is not like other Rishonim, Mashal Dagais Maimini, who learns that it's because that there's a din of Shlichas La'akam L'chumra, where Machmer Midarabanan, the Yesh Shlichas La'akam L'chumra, and therefore you can't tell a guy to do something on Shabbos, because we view that as a Eifan of Shlichas. Now the problem is that Rashi seems to be says himself, because Rashi in Shabbos, and Daf Kufnun Aleph Amud Aleph, he learns over there, like the Dagais Maimini, he says it's Aser because of Shlichas L'chumra, Chayot Saisa, what he says over here, that it's also because of the Daber Dover. Another Aran Rashi is that the Gemara B'Metzian Daf Tzadi has a Shiloh whether the Din of Amir La'akum applies only to Shabbos or does it apply to other Yisurim as well. It's not Yisurim in the Torah. So Bisham Alefid HaGayis Ma'amin makes sense because you have the Yisur B'Shichos La'akum L'chum, it could apply to all Yisurim. But if you Rashi over here, they learn it from the Daber Dover, then L'chayr, that's a Pasuk which is Miluchat to Shabbos that you can't say Dibur M'Vchol on Shabbos. But on other Yisurim, you don't have a Daber Dover, so what's the Havim in the Gemara? What's inside of the Gemara that it should apply to other sermon as well, if it's learned out from a pasuk of a daber dover, which is written by Shabbos. So it's a lechayr astir Rashi and also a haran Rashi from that Gemara in Bamitzia. So I was thinking maybe it could be miyashiv this up here, aside from Rabbi Chanan and Beya writes in Eisman Tess. There are two dinim in the din of Amir La'akum, two different dinim, one from the daber dover and one from Shlichas La'akum, and both of them are needed. You need both dinim because it would be enough kamina between them. He says, if the iser is because of the daber davar, then the amir lachim would only be us if you do it on Shabbos. But if I do it during the week, if during the week I tell a guy to do malach on Shabbos, that would be not be a problem because I'm not doing a daber davar on Shabbos. But lefi that also, lefi daber davar, if I would tell the guy on Shabbos to do malach on chol, that would be a problem because I'm doing the burim of iser of chol of Shabbos during Shabbos. That would be problematic. But he says, if it's al shlichas, then if it's a problem of shlichas, then even during the week, I can't tell a guy to do malachim for me on Shabbos, because then it comes out that he's mashiach to do malach on Shabbos. But during Shabbos, I'd be allowed to tell him to do malach on chol, because the shlichas laver is not happening on Shabbos, it's happening during the week. So there'd be enough community each way, and that's why both dinim are necessary. You need the din of shlichas, and you need the din of Dabri Dabri to Aser, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol, Bein Shabbos B'Shabbos, or Shabbos for Chol. So, if you do that, maybe there's a makam to be Miyashiv, the Stir and Rashi, and the Arthur and Baba Mitzia, that really Rashi will be saying the Ikadin. The Ikadin is not off for Dabri Dabri, and that's why he quotes the Pasuk of Dabri Dabri, just to say where it comes from. But the Rashi and Shabbos is going on a case where you're doing a real Akim on Erev Shabbos. If you're doing it on Erev Shabbos, it wouldn't be also because of Dabri Dabri. There you need to come on to the Din of Shichas Akim. That's why Rashi over there mentions the Din of Shlichas La'akam L'chumra to say that it's also even on Erev Shabbos. And if you that, it can be Miyashiv the Gemara B'Metzia as well, that the Shai L'Gemara that should apply to other Yisurim, Echanam, it's not Machmas the Din of Dabri Dabri, it's Machmas the Din of Shlichas, because that Din is true if you're Rashi. You just need both Dinim, and because you have both Dinim, that would cover all the different Yisurim, and Mela won't be sure from that Gemara, and it won't be a Stira and Rashi.